He doesn't have to perform. Jesus changes his name from, what's his original name? Remember? Simon. To Peter. Our text explained what Peter means. In the Greek, it's Petra. It's a play on words here. He's a rock. Now, you would think that Peter had a perfect report card at this point. And he came home and shared with Jesus that he's doing well in school. You would think that Peter may have had a major song that he had given and Jesus approves of him. This sort of, or Peter had scored a lot of points in whatever sports game that they had played back in the day. Actually, that's not true. Jesus approved and accepted Peter before he did anything. Wow. That's wild. Do you know what that means for you? Jesus accepts and approves of every single one of you without you doing anything. In the waters of baptism, he gave you, your name is, Christ's name is given to you. Jesus is sitting on a throne, so to speak, like the voice. He's in a chair. We call it a throne. And he's turned it around and he's hit the button and said, I want you, no matter what you've done. Now from that, this is why Lutherans are so beautiful. From that foundation, now we can talk about sin. In the Lutheran, by the way, in the Lutheran liturgy, we don't just start off by confessing our sin. What's the first thing we do in the liturgy? First thing. Anyone know? Before, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why that's we start that way? It's to build confidence in the worshiper, to know that you have the name of God so that you then can confess your sin. It's not there mechanically, like just something to do. It's there to build your confidence so that you then can share your sin. When we come to this text from Peter, these are his high and low points in his life. The high point in Peter's life is Matthew chapter 16. The context of that is that Jesus was with all of his disciples and he asked them, who are the people saying that I am? And no one really jumps in, but Peter with that, what did we say last week? He's got a foot-shaped mouth, usually. But this time he got it right. This is his high point. Peter says, you are the Christ. No, I'm sorry. He says, you are the Messiah. Messiah, Mashiach in the Old Testament is equivalent to Christos in the New Testament. No one, only one person could be the Messiah. Nobody else. Only Jesus. That's what he's saying. He knocked it out of the park. And as I looked out here, you know, there are days that we have really high points in our spiritual journey. I know that about our members here at Peace. Days in which we exude the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, patience. I see that in you. And there's days in which we are you are a light in the darkness of the world. There's days in which you shine brightly. Those are the high points. But now for the low point. Peter's low point is when he sins. He says one thing, but then does another. They're in the upper room in Matthew chapter 26 in Peter's low point. And Jesus first points out that one of them is going to betray him. We know who that is. It's Judas. But then Jesus goes on. It's not quite so certain who this is going to be. He says, one of you is going to deny me. Peter stands up and says, I'm not going to be that person. And what do you know? In the King James Version, not once, twice, but thrice, it says in the King James Version, Peter denied Jesus. And you know, we have low points. Those are sins. I sin. I have bad sins. I've sinned. Pastors sin. You sin. The point is not perfection. That is not the point of Christianity. We're to confess our sin, and that's okay. The danger of sin is that we feel empty. We may feel momentary glee and gladness and joy, but sin always leads to emptiness. But the beauty of things with Jesus is that Peter, remember, Jesus approves of Peter even before he does anything, good or bad. and he sticks by Peter. And friends, the more we confess sin at the church, the more forgiveness flows. The more we're connected to Jesus. I'm not giving free license to sin, but let's let grace flow more. Sin is a good topic. I think as a pastor, people don't talk about sin for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think we're stuck in the mode of approval. We think we do things so that God will then approve of us. That's the way all our relationships in life work, our bosses, our coworkers, our relatives. That's not the relationship you have with God. God approves of you already, and it's healthy, and he loves you. So confessing sin is not a big deal to God. He can handle it. And another reason why we oftentimes don't confess sin is because we mask perfection. We think we're perfect, but deep inside, we're not. And so we say things commonly like, you be you, it's okay, but secretly there's lots of hurt inside. And we don't confess our sin, which is good. It's healthy to do that. So as we gather tonight, let us be people that confess our sin. And it's okay, because remember, Jesus, like the voice, the judge is on the voice, he has already hit the red button for you. He's your coach. He wants to be by your side. He wants to love you no matter what you do. May that be our approach to sin. And I look forward to the weeks ahead. Tomorrow, next week is confession. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share in prayer and song to close out our worship. Lord, the Bible says if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just and will forgive our sin. I thank you that you do not investigate. You do not try to have us grovel in our sin. You do not span it out longer. You accept us as is. And I pray that you would give us that spirit to be that family here so that we can be people that recognize our sin and not worry about it and rest in how you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.